iRockRadio.me. It is Jay Hunter at the Chameleon Club in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. We are hanging out with two of the members, founding member of Letters from the Fire, Mike Keller. Thank you for coming out.
Oh, thank you for having us.
And also Alexa
Cabezi.
See, I asked you, you told me before we went on the air, and then I ended up almost butchering it again. So that's why. Cabezi. Yeah. Thank you very much for coming out and correcting me also. I appreciate that.
Nobody gets it right. It's okay.
Last we saw you guys, you actually were here for our birthday bash. We hit the three-year mark. We got out of the terrible twos.
There you go.
And it was great to see you guys because we've been playing you for a while. And actually, well, before you, Alexa, you even joined the band.
Awesome.
But we'll get into that. And so, yeah, you guys were here with Lacey Sturm, Palisades, Stitched Up Heart. What's it been like on that tour?
That tour was a lot of fun. Everyone was very positive. It was really good vibes. And we just had a blast, you know? It was like hanging out with a bunch of friends every night.
All of you guys, it was more just being on the road together. You hung out together. I know Mixie loves you.
I love her.
She considers you one of her besties. She actually said, now take, this is a compliment. She said, if I can rip out my, her words, not mine. She said, if I could rip out my vocal cords and insert someone else's, it would be Alexa's.
That is a giant compliment. Yes. She's awesome. I love her. She's such a sweetheart. She's like my big sis. Like, I can text her and be like, hey, like, I needed help or I need advice. And she's always there. So it's awesome.
That's great. And it's very cool that you can, you know, make friends to be in contact with down the road and just pick up the phone and call.
Yeah.
So you finished that tour. Now you're on the road with Seether and you have already planned a tour ahead with Blackstone Cherry. How did that come about?
We get the emails and they tell us where we're going to play. And it's our booking agent and our manager have been awesome. And they've been just killing it for us. So, it's going to be a busy year, and we're excited to be on the road.
So they reached out to you guys, heard the singles, and this is who we want to go on the road with.
Yeah, it's a combination of, like, you know, submitting for tours. Most bands will submit for a tour. And then you just kind of cross your fingers and hope you get the, hey, yeah, let's do it. So, and we're fortunate enough to get the spot.
Mike, you've put a lot of time and effort into the formation and the development of Letters from the Fire.
Yeah.
How did the two of you ended up meeting? Because you've had a few different singers, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did it come about that you met up with Alexa?
So we were actually working with a guy named Mike Gitter. He signed Killswitch Engage. He was working at Roadrunner for a long time, and he was making a switch over to Century Media. And so we were working with him, and he's like, hey, you know, they were about to sign us with our old singer, and so we had this whole, you know, thing happen with our last singer.
Right.
And he goes, I have this girl, you know, and I was like, no, no girl.
What I was going to ask you next was, did you guys decide that, you know, it was a turning point in the band that you wanted to get a strong female vocalist,
It was more.
I think they just wanted a strong vocalist. Period, and it just so happens that.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those things where I was like, all right, let's just, he's like, just listen to the demo. I was like, okay. So I heard it and I was like, oh, okay. I was like, and it was a demo, really good.
It was a demo of an old song.
It was a demo of something she was doing with Kyle. He's actually the one who produced our record. He's also in Failure Anthem.
Okay.
And it's actually the first song on our record. It's called Perfect Life. So I got to hear that and I was like, oh, cool. Well, we can still be heavy and she can still get on top of the music. You know, we don't have to change who we are.
Right.
And then we Cameron and I, the other guitar player, did the trek to North Carolina just to make sure she could sing in person. And as soon as she opened her mouth, I went outside and I called everybody. I was like, hey, so we have a girl singer now.
So then you jump in, you wow them, you get the job. Well, you did because it wasn't the plan.
Yeah.
Then were the songs musically already written for the next album, and then you put the lyrics to it, or did what was it like writing music with a bunch of new guys?
They brought a lot of ideas to the studio, and Kyle kind of like, you know, helped them take shape in one way or another, whether it was finishing touches or, you know, restructuring a whole song. You know, it's like a varying different things, but. For the most part, they worked on the music and I worked on the lyrics. I'd sit and listen and write and sit and listen and write like all day, like 12 hours, just writing one song. Because, you know, it's all, I didn't do this for a long time before joining this band. So you know, I had written like a couple of songs with another band, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, write a record, here you go. So it was definitely a challenge, and I had to work at it, but I'm really proud of what we came up with.
It was literally baptism by fire.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you guys certainly did want to, in this album, you did put a lot of different stories of different trials and, you know, different obstacles that you had in your life and different stuff. So I would like to talk a bit about that, but why don't we take a break, listen to your latest single, Worth the Pain? Does that work for you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And then when we come back, you can maybe tell us a little bit about that song, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Worth the Pain, it's Letters from the Fire right here at iRockRadio.me.